You had feathers on your butt. I wasn't grabbing a pinch.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're talking current events, and by current events, I mean somebody trying to kill a presidential candidate, or not, we don't know, it doesn't matter. You can make jokes about it, that's what we're talking about.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Molly Glover.
Hello, I'm Molly Glover.
And Nick Glover.
Hey, hey.
And we're going to talk about something that just happened, like a couple of days ago. By the time you listen to us, it'll be about a little over a week ago. It is the attempted assassination of presidential candidate Donald Trump. So
let's just say the shooting at the Donald Trump rally.
Okay. A gun was fired at the Donald Trump rally, killing a firefighter.
We don't even... killing a guy who was at a Trump rally got killed.
Who was a retired firefighter.
Yeah. And maybe Donald Trump got shot in the ear. Also, maybe he was just nicked by a teleprompter that shattered.
Teleprompter glass some kind of fragment.
But I think that kind of points to something that's important, and that's that, like, it just happened. There's very little verified-ish information out there.
There may never be verified information.
Right, right. And so we're not, like, speculating about what we think happened, and we're not talking about the facts of it. We're talking about...
Other stuff
that's come up about it.
Yeah. So, you know, if you wanted to have a deep, like, Zapruder film analysis of the Donald Trump rally shooting... We're not going to give you that. We're going to talk about a couple of other things that have come up in conjunction with that. In our position, I think, as a podcast that says we're kind of skeptical, we're an atheist podcast, and we're a comedy podcast.
We are a comedy podcast.
We are comedians.
First and foremost,
you know, within a short time of the shooting at the Donald Trump rally, there were jokes online. I myself made a joke, but I did wait 24 hours.
I saw was a joke that said, damn, they missed.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's, and that's actually the first response that, I had, that I think a lot of people had to, you know, it, and that is a completely reasonable response to have, frankly, because, and I think, you know what, that could be your feeling on either side of this political candidacy presidential race right now is dang, they missed. Like, that's a legit response.
We in the past we've talked about, like, dark humor and how it can be, like, a cathartic thing, and it can be a mean thing and all that, and I think that I saw someone say, like, oh, you know, it's dark humor. Like, you don't understand. This is how people process trauma and stuff. And someone was like, the shooting didn't happen to you. What is your trauma to process? And they were like, I lived through the Trump presidency. Like, I am a trans person who lived through, like, him and his political parties' attacks on me that continue to this day. And so I was like, yes, I mean, that is how I'm processing my trauma, is by making jokes about him specifically.
Tim, let me ask. So when you say you waited 24 hours to post your joke, why?
Because I didn't want to get into a debate on whether or not it was appropriate to post the joke.
But that's not, you were happy to make the joke right away. But, like, you wanted to wait because you thought other people wanted you to wait.
It was interesting. Not even that they wanted me to wait. It was that I just wanted to post the joke, not have an argument about whether or not I should make it.
Did you still have to have an argument about whether or not you should make it when you made the joke?
No, I did not. And maybe it's because the right people didn't see it, or the wrong people didn't see it. And I mean, I need to say that I would make this joke if it was a politician I liked. Which was just, I would alter it a little bit, but it was basically, I just want everybody to know that no matter what happened yesterday, Donald Trump is still a convicted felon, a narcissist, and a rapist.
Mm-hmm.
sorry, he is no less a convicted felon,
which part's
narcissist
the joke?
Or rapist. Wait. It was, he was no less a narcissist, uh-huh, rapist, or convicted felon. Well, a little less.
Mm.
Oh.
See.
Because of the cut.
Yeah. Yeah. See. So.
It took him 24 hours to think of it, Molly. That's, yeah. It was not a respect.
The reason I ask is because I keep seeing people who are like, you know, somebody died and political and violence is never acceptable politically. And it's like, cool, but like it the people I'm seeing that come from are all self-described liberals who I feel like are a big problem that we are currently having is that everybody on the left, and the liberals specifically, and the Democrats seem to think that we're all still playing by the rules and that there are rules and that everyone needs to abide by them and that that's how we're going to get the country back, is by playing by the rules and doing everything the way that we've always done it, which I think has been shown to be patently false at this point.
Donald Trump showed that really well.
Yeah.
If this had happened to Biden, I guarantee there would not be calls for civility
from
the right.
And the right wouldn't be like, oh, I'm praying for Joe Biden's family. A few people would, but Donald Trump would be laughing about it and saying, well, this is what he deserves, whereas Joe Biden is like, and frankly, I don't have a problem with Joe Biden or anybody else on the left saying,
the
less far right.
There are people within the Democratic Party that are further to the left.
Mm-hmm. And, sure.
But nonetheless, it pretty much is universally, they haven't said anything awful. Mm. And I mean, I don't have a problem with that choice, but I also don't have a problem with the choice of saying, I don't have a problem. I'm not upset that Donald Trump got shot at.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, yeah, probably as a politician, you can't say, I wish they hadn't missed. But
they have a chance to show empathy right now. Like just in the last hour or whatever, Joe Biden, it was announced that he is positive for COVID again. Like this is not the first time he's had COVID. Mm-hmm. He's very old. It's not the first time he's had COVID. There's a lot of comorbidity there. It's, you know, it could be serious for him. And I'm sure no one that's mad about people making jokes about the assassination attempt are making any inappropriate jokes about how, you know, old Grandpa Joe is going to like go to sleep and not wake up, or how he has COVID, or, you know, whatever, right? Like, we're not going to see
vaccination jokes.
Yeah,
He was vaccinated.
Yep, like, exactly. Yeah. So like, none of those people who are mad are going to show an ounce of compassion. And I feel like this falls squarely into the paradox of tolerance.
Well, not only are they going to not show an ounce of compassion, if they're the liberals, they're going to go, well, see, he's too old. He shouldn't run. Which,
that's not the liberals.
That's a different conversation. Yeah. But nonetheless.
Yeah. I almost want to do a terminology check. So liberal is a conservative ideology.
Yes.
Like liberalism is inherently conservative. It's a capitalist ideology. So people often conflate liberal and left, and they are distinct. They're distinct. So
maybe we say progressive. I don't know.
Progressive is better. Yeah. It's a more accurate term. Sure. Yeah.
But what's really frustrating to me is that I have seen, like, I posted, not a joke, that I'm seeing a lot of calls for civility from the same kind of people who insist that if they had a time machine, they'd kill Hitler, right? Because that would, and it's like, okay, but now you're like saying, I can't even go shucks because somebody shot at Trump and missed, theoretically. It's just like when fucking Scalia died.
Oh,
do you remember when we talked about this? When Scalia died and everyone was like, hooray, or when Margaret Thatcher died and it was like, ding dong, the witch is dead. Fucking hooray. Yeah. Good for everyone.
She was
like,
fucking old anyway. Who gives a shit?
And the idea that we can never be happy someone died. We can never be happy someone got hurt. We can never be, because that's bad. That's what bad people do.
Yeah, the whole thing of don't speak ill of the dead. It's like, but we were speaking ill of them when they were alive, and now that they're dead, it just resets.
Yeah. Apologies if you can hear the puppy. He's in the kennel and very mad about it. But the I just don't understand how there are people who are in vilification tennis who I've seen say it's poor taste to make a joke about this.
There are people who at Convergence were desperate to get their hands on a This Ribbon Kills Fascists badge ribbon, who don't think it's okay to joke about someone taking a shot at a fascist. And like, I feel like I'm going to ask for some badge ribbons back. Like, I just not that I want them, but like, I feel like they've proven the bare minimum. I don't know.
I wonder how much of it is. I feel like some of it is some sort of guilt that, you know, you feel bad because, I mean, I admit the first thing I thought was, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't that fucker have better aim? Because it's like, I don't know that whoever replaced Trump would have been better, but it's hard to believe they would have been worse.
Agreed. Well,
they wouldn't have had that same cult of personality.
Exactly. Exactly. They wouldn't have had that cult of personality. And the fact somebody took a shot at him makes the cult of personality worse.
Yep.
And so there are all sorts of reasons to sit there and go, you know what? I wish it would have worked.
And I've seen people say, like, oh, if he'd been martyred, it would have been worse. And it's like, yeah, but he couldn't run.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, and all that aside, the number one thing that I find really disappointing about all this, for me personally, is I am a big fan of Tenacious D. I am a big fan of Jack Black in general. I have overlooked his Zionism. I have overlooked his support for Autism Speaks as just misguided liberal idiocy, where they just, you know, like, maybe no one ever told him how bad Autism Speaks was, or maybe he doesn't really understand it. He doesn't have anyone in his life, you know, with autism that can say to him, like, this place is bad, you know. And the Zionism thing, you know, that's so divisive right now. Who the fuck can say? But then, so Kyle Gass celebrated his birthday. That's the other guy in Tenacious D, if you don't know. Celebrated his birthday. KG. They are currently on their Spicy Meatball World Tour. They were in Sydney, Australia. And Kyle was presented with a birthday cake live at the show. And they were like, KG, blow out your candle and make a wish. What do you wish for? And he said, I wish they didn't miss next time. And which is fucking funny, like, whatever. And he didn't even say what it was referring to. Obviously everyone knew, but whatever. And then Jack Black put out a statement. Jack Black canceled the tour, and then also said that he doesn't know what the future is for their creative partnership of like 30 years.
Yeah.
That he thinks maybe we're not going to be able to do, like, there may not be any more Tenacious D because of one, not even all that bad joke, to be honest. Him saying a thing that, like, a lot of people are thinking, just as a toss off thing in the crowd. And it is clearly like a wealth solidarity situation. It is so clearly like Jack Black is having solidarity with his rich fucking, the wealthy people who told him that he can't say that shit if he wants to keep making voiceover movies or whatever. That's what it seems like to me. I don't know why else somebody who wrote a song about burning down City Hall and killing government officials and slaying and looting stores
and burning businesses for the revolution,
deals with the devil and selling KG into sex slavery for it and shit like that would suddenly be so offended by a band
that has an animated video of a robot flating Don Jr. and killing him,
right?
I think.
Right? Literally, that is a video that they have.
So, like, it feels super fucking contradictory,
to suddenly be like, that joke was so awful. And I was blindsided by KG's horrible, like, rhetoric on stage. And there's no room for political violence and joking about it. And it's like, it is so embarrassing to me. This is someone who was like genuinely like a hero to me that now I feel just talk about blindsided.
There's plenty of room for joking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, whether or not you agree with political violence and whatever.
If you don't, I have bad news for you about the future.
And the past. I mean, the country is founded with political violence. Like, that's what a revolution
is. Yeah, if you're like a proud American and you're like, well, I don't agree with political violence.
A lot of farmer refuted people out here.
Without political violence, there would be no America.
Heed not the rabble that scream revolution. Like, just fucking...
I mean, and historically, like, that's how... You know, fascism is fought is because you can't reason with someone when right off the bat you come to the table with ideas and the first idea they present is, I don't think you should be alive. I don't think you should exist. There's nowhere to go from there.
Well, yeah, I mean, do people think that the French Resistance in France in World War II should have just like dropped a bunch of pamphlets?
Yeah, remember when the whole thing with Richard Spencer, when he got punched in the face and everyone was celebrating that because he deserved it because he's a fucking Nazi?
And people are like, oh my God, why are you so upset? Why do you think it's okay?
I don't remember anyone saying, I don't think anyone should get punched in the face, guys, not even Nazis.
Oh, there were people that said that.
Yeah.
I mean, there were people punch every that. Nazi. I've seen, and again, it is the same people who share the whole, like, we drove the Nazis out because we told them that they weren't welcome, and we literally kicked their asses physically out of our bar, and that's how we got rid of them, right? We don't have this, you know, and all that stuff, who are now like, guys, though, I don't know. I think saying I wish he hadn't missed is just really bad. Oh.
And so I don't think it's hypocritical of us either, because, like, none of us believes in the death penalty.
Nope.
We all... see the inherent worth and value in life.
Yep.
I don't think it's hypocritical to say that I wouldn't be upset if someone died. In fact, I see the benefit in that if that happened. I'm not killing anybody. I'm not saying anyone should kill anybody.
Right.
I would never have honestly would not have before this said I wish somebody would kill Donald Trump, because I don't believe that. I don't feel that way. When I say I wish they hadn't missed, there's a lot of reasons for that.
Oh, yeah.
And it is not just because, oh, then he'd be dead. Because maybe he wouldn't be dead. He might be mortally wounded and live forever, whatever. I mean, them missing what happened, whatever it was that happened, if it was an assassination attempt, if it was just them trying to fuck up things by shooting stuff, whatever it was, has made this so much worse.
Right.
That is why I say I wish he hadn't missed. When I make that joke, when I say that statement, it is not meant to be like, oh, I wish he was dead. It is genuinely meant to be, wow, what just happened made things so much worse. This is how Reagan got elected. This is how a lot of things happened.
Well,
like,
Reagan's assassination attempt was after he had won
the second term.
It did help. It helped him get reelected, although it happened early in his first term.
Okay.
He was not very popular at that point in his presidency. And after the assassination attempt, his popularity skyrocketed and never came back down.
It was like 81 or something when he was...
It was not so long after he'd been inaugurated that he was the assassination attempt happened.
But that's the other thing I see a lot of is a lot of doom and gloom, including from politicians, which is super fucking depressing, saying that, like, well, that's it for the election. It's done now.
Yeah.
And it's like... I honestly don't understand how you can arrive at that conclusion, because, like, people have made up their minds at this point.
Most people.
And if there's anyone that hasn't made up their mind, isn't that them having made up their mind? Like, if there's someone out there right now who's like, yeah, I might vote for Trump, that person's gone, man. Like, I don't think you're ever going to win that person's vote.
All you can hope is they won't vote.
If they would consider voting for Trump a reasonable choice, then I don't think you ever could have counted on them for coming around to winning their vote with reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now with Biden.
And what's changed? Are the people that vote for Trump are still going to vote for Trump? The people that are voting for Biden are still going to vote for Biden? The people who are going to vote for RFK Jr. are going to get brain worms? And there'll be some protest votes. And, I mean, anyone who is undecided at this point is going to... This isn't going to change them.
It seems unlikely.
They're going to vote for Trump still.
If anything, what I hope comes out of this, which could come out of this with better messaging and some... fucking strength from the Democratic Party, for Christ's sake, would be to say, look, like, I understand you don't like Biden. We understand. You don't, you know, whatever. He's not a perfect candidate. He's not. There's a lot of things that we understand the disagreement about. However, like, we aren't going to be able to put forward a better candidate in another year unless we vote for him now. And that is the message that needs to be happening, is like, if you still want there to, if you still want there to be a democratic process, if you still want to have the opportunity to vote for somebody who isn't in their fucking 80s in the future, then we kind of have to vote for Biden now, guys. So like, fucking suck it up and get out to the polls and do it, right?
Yeah.
And that's the, but they won't do that, because that would mean admitting, even for a fucking second, that they're, that it's not like, like that they just, they refuse to admit fault on it's, their own, and it's very frustrating.
And it is the hardest thing about being a leftist, is convincing other leftists that it isn't, there's no such thing as a perfect candidate. There mm-hmm. isn't. Mm-hmm. The thing is that the president is 99% right now about the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the most important thing the president does. It's the thing that affects all of us.
And, you know, dropping all those bombs on kids in Gaza.
It's the thing that can't be undone by the next president. Right. Is what it
yes.
is. That's
yes.
that's what it is. It's
also
it's
the bombs.
Like right. I mean, anything that isn't an executive action mm-hmm. that leads to human life loss mm-hmm. can be undone yep. by the next president's executive action.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, certainly the Supreme Court has basically said that, unless, of course, it determines they determine that it only counts if the individual in office is somebody who put them on the bench, which, you know, is probably not guaranteed, but probably what's going to happen. And the thing is that that if you don't want to vote for Biden, I get it. But there's all sorts of other people running that you really should get out and vote for anyway, mm-hmm. because I keep talking about all politics is local. We've had a lot of good stuff happen in Minnesota because mm-hmm. the progressives are in power.
Mm-hmm.
And when progressives stay home because they're like, I don't like Biden, it's like they fuck up things all the way down.
If right. you don't like Biden, I understand. Also, too fucking bad. Vote
I don't
for
like him either.
God damn it. I have to vote for him. You have to vote for him.
Yeah, I am not just unenthusiastic about Joe Biden. I think if you look at his record pretty far, you know, all the way back to the beginning, he's kind of a piece of shit. I don't think he should be president, but I That's also am a pragmatist, and I'm going to vote for him. I'm also going to not stop shit talking him. Like, I,
because that's America.
Right.
It is. Right. That's our goddamn right.
And I got to tell you, the thing that scares me about Trump is no Trump supporters shit talk him.
Right. Yep. Right.
They're like, everything he does is perfect. Everything he
that's
does.
That's what's happening. But that's why I call, there are people out there, my mother is one of them, that I call, what we call blue MAGA, because that's what they are. They are blue no matter who. Biden does nothing wrong. They are, I refuse to entertain a single word about the Democratic Party being a problem, Molly. And it's just like, then you're not going to make anything any better either. Like, if we can't both have both sides just be blind, like, devotion to, like, what they consider to be, like, and it's so frustrating.
A party whose platforms can change without you having, like, If you're labeling yourself a Democrat and you're voting for Democrats no matter what, and the Democratic Party changes a part of their platform in a way that diametrically opposes something you believe strongly,
looking at you, Don Samuels,
then, like, why would you continue to, like, I don't know, I just don't.
And why would you not at least talk about it?
Yeah,
and push for something to change. Yeah. I think. But getting back to joking about this, which again, I think, and I really appreciate the concept of processing trauma and the ridiculous comment that, well, it's not your trauma. Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's anybody's trauma. Watching somebody get shot at can be traumatic for somebody mm-hmm. for all sorts of reasons. And to say that you don't get to joke about it because it's not your trauma, well, how the fuck do you know?
Well, or
people that are scared about what's going to happen next as a result of this, right?
Yeah.
There are people who I've seen people post that like I'm absolutely terrified about how this is going to play out as a result of this happening. Someone started the political violence, and sometimes it is difficult to stop that once it gets going.
Someone did start the political violence January 6th, 2021.
Well, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, and so like there, you know, some people are terrified about what's going to happen. I think that's legitimate.
And that is legitimate trauma, and you can joke about it.
Real quick, I do also want to bring up that there are a lot of conspiracy theories going around.
Oh, so many.
People we know, like reasonable people I know who are like suddenly like, I don't buy it. I saw someone say
it was staged.
I saw someone say they thought that he used a razor blade to nick himself on the way down, pro wrestlers do. Like this guy is, so how is he, this is what's making me so mad is it's just like the fucking people that are the Trump supporters who are, Biden is simultaneously a complete idiot who can barely feed himself applesauce and a criminal mastermind who is taking over the country in a secret cabal, right? And suddenly it's Trump is useless for office, an idiot, he word salad, he's probably got dementia, but also he's so clever that he orchestrated this giant false flag attack and was able to cut himself with a razor.
Well, like, you know, Molly, it would really only take a couple of people to make it work.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, no, it takes dozens and dozens of people. Some of and all of them have to be okay with keeping a secret when somebody died.
Yeah.
Right? They have to be okay with for the rest of their lives pretending it was a real assassination attempt. Because if you ever stop pretending it's a real assassination attempt, then it was murder.
And even if we figure all this out, even if they do a long FBI investigation and the results are published and it turns out that this was somehow staged or there were people involved and they did collude, they're never going to be able to put it on anybody that matters. It's never going to matter. If January 6th didn't matter, this doesn't matter. Apparently it doesn't fucking matter. So like, I'm not trying to be defeatist. I'm just saying like, I am shocked at how many people I know and love who are suddenly posting shit that makes them sound exactly as crazy as the people who said that Sandy Hook didn't happen.
I'm totally agnostic about whether or not this was staged or not.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter because I have no ability to affect the outcome there. And if something does come out, it's not going to be for years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not agnostic. I'm atheist because I'm like,
it just didn't happen.
You think it's not possible.
Conspiracy theories are dumb. And as I've said several times, the bulk of the shootings in this country are single white males acting alone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what we have evidence for so far is a single white male acting alone.
And honestly,
and by single, I mean one guy.
Yeah.
Right. Not,
right.
I don't know.
Although I've seen pictures. I'm pretty sure
he was single. And everyone's like, well, then why would a Trump supporter do it? And it's like, for exactly what happened. Maybe he didn't miss. Maybe he wasn't trying to actually hit him. He was trying to do exactly what he did. And he wanted to die by cop.
Or like, maybe he's a Republican who wants a Republican party and not a Trump party.
Who knows?
Trump said something that's against his morals in some way and it flipped a switch because there's all sorts of ways that it could go down.
A girl he likes said that it would so funny if he died. Who knows?
Trump has historically been not a friend to gun owners in terms of like things he's supported and things he's said about gun control are not, you know, great for the NRA and whatnot. There are gun advocates or gun nuts who don't really like that aspect of Trump.
I would say whether you're an atheist, agnostic, I think talking about a conspiracy theory is useless. That's kind of the point you're
making.
That's
what's driving me fucking crazy is it's like you're just giving him engagement. Everyone is just talking. You're just feeding it. You're just feeding it. You're posting and you're commenting. You're like, oh, this is friends only. Oh, you don't think that algorithm scrapers are sending data about the number of keywords being used about this? Like you're just feeding into the media frenzy. You are allowing the outrage outrage machine to make you do the thing they want it to do. And that's just like, just it, that is, it's the same with the Project 2025, Agenda 47 stuff. It's just like you are letting them get you angry and worked up and I don't know. I just don't
for the mill.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, what are you going to do about it? It's like,
there's nothing you can do about it besides vote for Biden. Like, that's what's so frustrating. There's fucking nothing.
You can be more active in local politics. You can
convince people. You can talk to people who are like, I'm not going to go out and vote, and say you really should.
Yeah. Acts of mutual aid.
I'm going to post every day about how shitty this thing is until somebody wakes up. Until someone wakes up and does what? Like, you're not doing this isn't activism the same way posting your bra color doesn't fund cancer research.
On the other hand, I just need to point out that the posts that I've seen with a picture of Teddy Roosevelt that say what he didn't even finish his speech are fucking hilarious.
That is funny.
And that's the shit people should be posting.
Also, he lost. He lost after that. Like, come on. It's just, anyway, bottom line, I guess, is, you know, I wish people would just take a deep fucking breath before they post stuff sometimes and just ask themselves, who is this for?
Yeah.
Who is this for? What is this for? What are you doing? Who benefits? What is the point of this post that you're making? Are you just shouting into the void because you need to feel heard? There are ways to do that don't involve Zuckerberg or Musk or fucking Jack Dorsey on Blue Sky. There are ways to do it that aren't. But like, if what you want is attention, because that's what it seems like a lot of people really want is engagement and attention, then like, maybe find a friend you can reach out to and be like, I'm really fucking upset about this. I need someone to pay attention to me about it. It is very frustrating to see. I saw some friends get into fights about this conspiracy theory shit. There's going to be friendships ending over this,
which is a bummer. I mean, I'm going to go and say, I don't have a problem with people wanting to have conversations. And, I know that that happens online a lot. And as long as if that's your goal to have a conversation about something, I don't have an issue with that. If that's where you find engagement useful to you, then there's no issue with that at all. But I think
that answers the why. You know, take a breath, ask yourself why. I want to have a conversation.
Sure.
Great, go for it.
Heck, even if it's I want to scream at the void and I don't care if anybody responds to it or not.
Yep.
I want to joke around with my friends about stupid shit. Yep. And
And that's the frustrating thing is that somebody, when we get back to the whole concept of joking, it's like when somebody posts a picture of Teddy Roosevelt saying what he didn't even finish his speech and I laugh, I shouldn't have to feel guilty for that.
No.
Nobody should have to feel guilty for finding a joke funny because you know what? It is funny.
Yeah.
And if you're not ready to laugh about it yet, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. But you can't.
You don't need to lecture other people when they are allowed to find something funny.
If you're not able to find funny in dark times, again, I have bad news for you about what's coming. You should probably figure out how to do that because it is going to be one of the only ways we can survive. Mentally and emotionally is to be able to find humor in dark situations, and it doesn't have to be at the expense of any victims, and it doesn't have to be at the expense of anyone who was affected by it directly. Like, I'm not saying like make jokes about kids who got shot in a school shooting or something, but like you could at least make jokes about how useless thoughts and prayers are. You know, you can make jokes about how, I'm sure this will be the school shooting that will make everybody do something about it in Congress. That's a joke.
Yep.
That's a joke. And like,
I feel like I'm kind of amazed that Donald Trump being shot at for however it goes down. Donald Trump being shot at didn't turn Republicans into anti-gun.
No.
I mean, at least they're not hypocrites about it, I guess. they're hypocrites about so many other things.
Yeah.
But at least they're not hypocrites about guns.
Constantly.
They aren't like, oh, we need gun control because this crazy tried to kill Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess I don't know that we solved anything, but
we never. That's not what this show's about.
We shouted into the void.
That's right.
And if you're on the other side of the void, thanks for listening to our shouting in the void. What's your take on humor? You know what?
And how hot
Screw
is
that.
It?
Screw that. We love you all. I don't care what your take is. If you're going to comment on this episode, what I would like to see you comment is your favorite joke that came out of.
Yeah.
The attempted assassination of Donald Trump or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Just we want to hear your jokes because you know what? You can joke about it. It is okay.
Yep.
It is okay. If that's how you process trauma, it's okay. If it's just that something struck you funny and you need to get it out and you're afraid that people are going to judge you for it, we will not judge you here.
Correct.
At Geeks Without God. We will not judge you for making a joke about somebody taking a pot shot at a presidential candidate, whoever that candidate is. If it had been Biden, I would give you total permission to do that too.
I'm gonna hold out. It depends on the joke. For either of them,
I mean,
because it has to be funny.
It has to be. Right.
If your joke isn't funny, then I'm just come on. Yeah. What are you doing here?
No. We want good jokes. So please do that for us. And if you're so inclined, you can support us on Patreon. You would get to listen to these episodes early.
Sometimes.
Whatever early means.
Early.
Whatever early means, you
don't
will
worry
get
about
to
it.
Listen. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
And you can even send in answers to our five questions if you'd like. Send in five questions of your own. Send in five really shitty conspiracy theories.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't even care. Send whatever. I'll read them.
The dark times have already grabbed Molly.
Send your conspiracy theories to dick pics at geeksithoutgod.com.
So we've been Geeks Without God, and stay safe out there with your jokes and with your life. We'll
Bye.
Catch you next time. Bye.
Six Semper Tyrannus
in Minecraft.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
I'm done begging these people to send me shit.